Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Teresa of Avila, doctor of the Church on the spiritual life, was asked to write a book about the different stages of growing in spiritual perfection. The result was her masterpiece, The Interior Castle. The castle is the castle where God dwells, the indwelling Trinity, deep inside your soul. The New Testament repeatedly talks about the Christian soul as the dwelling place of the Father, Son, and Spirit, and so spiritual perfection is like a journey into the soul looking for the adorable Trinity. So the path to God can be described as a path inward, going from a life lived in externals, outside the castle, outside the soul, to a life going through different rooms or mansions, trying to get to the heart of the castle, to the center of the soul where Jesus lives. The question is, how does one begin this journey? How do you even find the castle, and how do you make progress once you're inside? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Many people, says Saint Teresa, spent their lives utterly without God. They give no thought to him. They live outside his castle, and they never think of entering it. She says, they are not interested in entering it and have no idea what there is in that wonderful place, or who dwells in it, or even how many rooms it has. These are the people who don't pray. Therefore, they never make any spiritual progress because they never invest any time in doing so. Teresa says, souls without prayer are like people whose bodies or limbs are paralyzed. The implication is clear. If you actually want to get close to God, if you want to make any progress at all, You have to pray. Teresa writes, as far as I can understand, the door of entry into this castle is prayer and meditation. So, congratulations. You're praying this Rosary podcast with us. You've entered the castle. Now, our hope and our job is to help you go all the way to the very center so that you can experience the great King, Jesus, directly in contemplation. And I can guarantee you, because this is what Teresa says, that if you don't quit and turn back, you will reach the goal. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In this masterpiece, The Interior Castle, Teresa describes the first three stages or mansions which beginners have to get through. In the first mansion or first stage, Teresa writes, souls are very much absorbed in worldly affairs, but their desires are good. Sometimes, though infrequently, they commend themselves to our Lord, and they think about the state of their souls, though not very carefully. Full of 1,000 preoccupations as they are, they pray only a few times a month, and as a rule, they are thinking about their occupations during prayer. Now, these souls don't like to pray. They aren't very attracted by the spiritual life, and they have a lot of sins and vices, which Teresa calls the snakes and the reptiles that are still clinging to them as they enter the castle. They aren't very far in the castle of holiness, and they don't really fit in there. Still, Teresa says, they have done a good deal by entering at all. In the second stage, or the second mansion, souls begin to become more self-aware, they start to realize that it is important to be holy and virtuous. They start to realize how sinful and vicious they actually are. I say vicious because vice makes us vicious, and how dangerous their situation is. And they begin to be discouraged at how often they still sin and fall, even though they try not to. Unfortunately, Teresa says, these souls have still not really made the decision to be all in. They haven't made the firm commitment to avoid all near occasions of sin, and they haven't given everything to the Lord unconditionally. And so, as she says, they have a harder time, because they know what they should do, but really they aren't doing it. Finally, in the third stage of the beginners, the soul finally gets serious. Teresa writes, they are most desirous not to offend His Majesty. They avoid committing even venial sins. They love doing penance. They spend hours in recollection. They use their time well. They practice works of charity toward their neighbors, and they are very careful in their speech and dress and in the government of their household or business if they have one. Now, if the soul can get to this point, it will be ready when God offers a real experience of Himself. Then it can easily go from a beginner who is still largely unfamiliar with God to someone who actually knows the Lord firsthand. In fact, Teresa says, when I began to avoid occasions for sin and to devote myself more to prayer, the Lord began to show Himself to me directly. And there is no reason the same might not be true for you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
All this time, the soul must be committed to daily mental prayer and a resolution if it wants to make progress. But it also must be committed to avoiding the near occasion of sin. Teresa emphasizes this over and over. She says, in the beginning, one starts to turn away from sin and its occasions and from bad companions. And when souls are more advanced, they will not advertently commit a venial sin. Mortal sins they fear like fire. Again, she writes, there is one earnest warning which I must give those who find themselves in this state, namely, that they exert the very greatest care to keep themselves from occasions of offending God. And in her autobiography, she calls upon her readers with such urgency. She writes, I implore them above all for the love of our Lord and for the great love with which He is continually seeking to win us back to Him. Guard yourself against the occasion of sin. So according to the great master Teresa, this is crucial to spiritual progress. Be willing to cut the activities and situations that make you sin completely out of your life. If you do that, and if you keep praying, then God can do wondrous things for you and with you. But if you won't, you won't make any progress. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Nobody really thinks it's easy becoming a saint, because it isn't. But it might be some consolation to remember that, just like plenty of other worthwhile occupations, it's hardest at the beginning, and it actually gets easier as you go. Teresa says, it is in those early stages that the labor is the hardest. For it is they who labor, and the Lord who gives the increase. Whereas, in the further stages of prayer, the chief thing is joy. The key is not to hold back. She writes, if we did what we could by not clinging to anything here, and turned over all our thoughts and conversations toward heaven, I certainly believe that this blessing would be very quickly given to us, provided that we were to prepare ourselves thoroughly and quickly, as some saints have done. On the other hand, if we do not manage wholly to give ourselves up, to surrender ourselves to the Lord, we never receive the whole of this treasure. So what should we do? We have to resolve, really resolve, to give it our all. To commit to daily mental prayer, to commit to a daily resolution, and to commit to avoid all narrow occasions of sin. For as Teresa says, if a beginner tries hard, with God's help, to gain the summit of perfection, I think he will never reach heaven alone, but will take many others with him. And that is worth working hard for. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So here we are, Teresa, just a little more than a week into Lent. And we really want to help everyone who is praying the Rosary podcast with us, to, for each person to take the next right step for them in their relationship with Jesus, in their prayer life. So our hope, our real desire is that those who pray the Rosary podcast with us once in a while will make it a daily habit, because as we just heard in the meditation, the real way to gain progress in the interior castle is first to commit to daily meditation. But we have a lot of people that have been praying the rosary every day. So maybe the next right step for them is to spend more time with Jesus, maybe through Lectio Divina, by just taking the scriptures, reading and reflecting on it in silence. But there's probably a lot of people out there doing that. And as we're going to talk about in further meditations, Teresa and John both say that the next step for a lot of people, they will lose the desire to read in mental prayer, in meditation. And once they lose this desire to read, God is calling them to just sit in unconcern and idleness with the Lord.
I think that really threw me off in prayer the first time I experienced that. Being like, well, I don't want to read. How do I pray now?
Exactly. And the temptation is to think you're being lazy or you're doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
So you force yourself to read. Which John and Teresa say, no, that's the wrong way to go.
Interesting.
So we are absolutely convinced of what Teresa and John teach, that every person praying with us, God made them for contemplation, which means a direct experience of God, a foretaste of heaven in this life. Mm-hmm. And John and Teresa mark out the very clear path to get there.
Yeah, I really like this point that she makes, because I was very concerned when it was talking about some people enter in still with these snakes attached to them. And it made it at first sound like, well, some people, they really suck and they should get out of here. You shouldn't be here. But this very encouraging point that she goes on to say, that just that they've entered is enough.
It's
an incredible step.
The fact is, every one of us, as we enter the castle, yes, and we enter with snakes and reptiles.
Maybe it was how she said it. Some people. Some people.
Yeah. We all enter that way.
We're some people.
But I really want to encourage people that Teresa and John mark out the path that is infallible. They mark out for us an infallible path to contemplation, the experience of God in this life, which is commitment to daily mental prayer and commitment to a resolution. And then third, avoiding the near occasion of sin. Now, if you can combine those three things, you're going to make huge progress. So, for example, if a guy struggles with lust, the last place he should be is scrolling on YouTube.
That's fair.
If you want to overcome lust, then avoid the near occasion of sin. Don't go on YouTube. Mm-hmm. It's just an example.
Yeah.
If you're prone to discouragement, don't read the news. What do you think would be examples of occasions of sin for you?
If I don't want to get too angry while driving, I could just go slower.
Okay. If you have trouble with anger while driving, leave sooner so that you're not always running late.
Mm-hmm.
That would be avoiding, because if you had all the time in the world.
Other people going the speed limit's not a problem if you're going the speed limit.
Yeah. So do you think maybe anger while driving might be connected to running late?
No way.
But this is...
You sound like you know me well.
But this, okay, this is true. But
yes,
everyone brings up anger with driving. Okay, we got to get beyond this and get serious.
Yeah, because I enjoy driving a lot. I love just driving around and listening to music. It's a beautiful experience. I get to see the world. It's really fantastic. It's only when I'm late.
It's only when you're late. But what I'm talking about, let's get serious about identifying the occasions that lead to real dangerous sin.
You don't know what I've done on the road. I'm kidding. I see what you mean. I see what you mean.
Leave your gun at home.
Well, that's how duels do start, infamously.
I don't think we take seriously the effect of our smaller sins on our life, so we don't avoid the occasions.
Yeah.
But in meditation, we should be getting to know ourselves better so that we can identify our sins. Then we have to identify what are the situations that I fall into those. And you got to get rid of those.
Yeah.
Get rid of those situations or get rid of the sins often.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get rid of the situations, you won't get rid of the sins. What are you reflecting on?
I'm trying to see how my biggest problem isn't rage. As in, specifically that lateness.
Your biggest problem is not rage.
Oh, what's my biggest problem? You tell me.
An examination of conscience on air.
An examination of someone else's conscience.
How do you think you should examine your conscience? How do you think you would get to the point of figuring it out? What your dominant sins are?
Well, I mean, looking at my life, I think the spiral that I usually go into is frustration and being late to everything and then getting angry at all the little things along the way and just not being a kind person because I don't have the patience because I didn't give myself the time.
But where does that begin?
That begins with me wasting time. If I used my time, if I did the thing where, oh, I know I have to get ready, I'll get ready and then do little things on the side instead of doing all the little things and then in the last 5 minutes before I need to leave the house getting ready, I would be so peaceful and would be able to receive everyone well. But instead I do that at the very, very last second. I do everything at the last second and I use the rest of my time for nothing.
So might you also be the kind of person that overbooks yourself socially?
No way.
You know, there's
But I think my point is that is not actually the biggest problem in my life.
Okay.
If I was diligent with the rest of my time, I don't think my schedule is really overpacked.
Okay.
I have entire portions of my day that I use quite lazily.
Okay. This is excellent. So there's a lot of bad decisions that lead to a plane crash.
Yes, exactly. But I think taking something good and spiritually fulfilling out of my life first instead of hours of sitting around doing nothing would be wild.
Taking something good out of your life spiritually?
Like the social aspect of getting everyone together. Taking that out of my life before just using the rest of my time better. That's what I mean.
That you should just use your time better.
Yeah, the rest of the time.
Yeah, rather than taking something out. I see what you're saying.
So I don't think I'm overbooked.
I thought you said, I'm going to take that good thing out of my life so that I don't have to use my time better.
It's a good idea. I should quit my job. I should. I'll do less, actually.
Yeah, my root problem is this good thing. If I didn't have that, then I could just be lazy all the time.
Well, you pointed out specifically my social life, and I think that's the good thing that keeps me balanced.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
So what we're talking about is look at where we sin, and then follow the trail backwards to see where it starts and fix that.
Yeah.
That's the near occasion of sin.
That's really good. I've learned something about myself that I've always known, but it's a good reminder.
Yeah. That's what the Holy Spirit does, reminds us.
Maybe next episode we'll get your examination, unless you would like to do one right now.
No, because right now most of our listeners have an illusion that I'm a really good person. Mm-hmm. And if they found the truth that I really am a psychopath, our listenership would go down.
See, I have the good fortune of I don't want any of the responsibility of a good reputation, so I let people know. Right up front, I come with my warnings.
Plus, you've lived with me, so you know the truth about me.
Yes, that's very true.
So you can have a separate podcast on your own, just revealing the truth about me.
The truth about Mike Schurschlick. It's what do they call that? It's a specific kind of documentary. Interesting. I'll consider it. I could make bank on that.
Well, for now, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.